International Women's Day is many things: a cause for celebration, a reason to pause and reevaluate, a remembrance, an inspiration. On this day, all over the world, hard earned steps forward to better lives for women that have been made in recent times are being taken into consideration, as well as the progress that's still required. Women in Exile was celebrating the International Women's Day by taking into account how the state of Brandenburg and in general the Germany federal government is treating refugee women. On the 7th of March, we were demonstrating from the Potsdam Hauptbahnhof, heading to the new renovated Palace of Potsdam, where the city is hosting the Parliament of Brandenburg. In the last couple of years, we have been demanding over and over again of the state of Brandenburg and also the Interior Ministry in Berlin, the abolishment of all lagers, or at least the possibility for women and children to move out of the lagers. What we are seeing instead is money being allocated to local authorities with the objective of upgrading isolated lagers or adding even more lagers to the already existing ones. To make matters worse, the construction law is now even allowing the construction of lagers in industrial areas and also in form of containers. Like our last tour through Germany last summer confirmed, you do not have to come all the way to Brandenburg to experience this drawback. The tour gave us the opportunity to visit different lagers between Nuremberg and Berlin. And in this context, we realized that in different German federal states, lagers appear in different forms. Some of them, for example, like said before, as containers or sport halls. For us being witnesses of the sport halls that have been turned into emergency accommodations for refugees was a shocking experience. People were accommodated there and told that this would be only for a short period of time. On the contrary, people ended up staying there for months. The places that we saw were overcrowded. There were far too many people being put in too little space. There was no privacy for anyone at all. For example, families with and without children were sleeping in double beds next to each other. Living in these conditions make them feel even more hopeless. Is the German government so helpless to improve this precarious situation? Or is it that there is no political will at all in improving the living conditions of refugees? Because the idea is to deport them as soon as possible. In contrast to the policy of the German government, we are grateful to all the welcoming initiatives, anti-racist, feminist, and human rights organizations in different parts of the country that are supporting refugees and illegalized persons and living to make life bearable to those living in these conditions. To get back to the matter at hand, we are renewing our call, no lager for women, abolish all lagers. because we do not see any changes in our living conditions. Asylum seekers are still entitled to a 6 square meter space per person, isolated in remote areas where they are exposed to racist attacks. They are becoming depressed either because of their inhuman living conditions in the hives or because of awaited deportations under Dublin 3 and a lack of working permit.
The aforementioned conditions will not be bad enough. We furthermore have to experience physical violence in the lagers. If in these cases any consequences are taken out of that at all, the aggressor is often being removed from one lager and put into another, which means that he is still a danger for other women and children. In addition to that, on an everyday life basis, we have to struggle with a lack of privacy, with unbearable hygienic conditions of the common bathrooms, and with rules of the hives, which, for example, do not allow us to have visitors, or even when allowed, forces us to pay for them. We also have to live with fear and with the fact that our lives are literally being dictated by the discriminative laws of the government. How much longer will fear determine our lives? During the long journey to Europe, we go through numerous risks. Fear accompanies every single border crossing we are trying to achieve, and gets even stronger when we manage to do so. We live in constant anxiety for deportation, with fear of being deported within the EU from one safe country to another for the upteenth time, and in anxiety of even worse living conditions in these countries. We struggle every day with the fear of physical assaults and any other racist attacks in the streets of Europe. Every day, all of us have to struggle with all these kinds of fear and anxiety. Refugee women are double victims to these circumstances and living conditions. They suffer the most because they are the ones who take up the responsibility to ensure that their families function in these circumstances. In addition, they struggle not only as refugees or illegalized persons, but also as women.
That's why we are renewing our call, No Lager for Women, Abolish All Lagers.
We refuse to accept the answer of the government that's just how things are, because the law governing these issues in Germany is complicated, or because right now we are having a refugee influx in Germany. These statements we dispute, because the German government is doing all in its power to see that only the refugees who are economically viable can enter the country, while the rest are either straight deported to their countries of origin or to other European countries as Dublin 3 victims. We know it is cheaper to live in flats than in these shared lagers.
As we celebrate International Women's Day this year,
and celebrate it we should,
Let us also bear in mind that the struggles of women are far from over. From the federal government, step back from your outdated policies of the 90s, which try to keep refugees from entering Germany or force them to leave again. From the state authorities, give directives to the districts to accommodate refugees in flats, giving priority to women and children. From the local authorities, integrate refugees in your districts by giving them the choice to live in flats wherever they want.